You're listening to James Mickey, a 21st century educator. You can find my blog at jamesmickey.blogspot.com. For my second audio boo, I'm offering a recording of a recent blog post, Shipping, Giving Gifts, and Combating the Email Onslaught. I finished reading Seth Godin's Lynchpin a few weeks ago, and while I found it to be an interesting read, the main thesis of the text was nothing I didn't already practice. I strive every day to ship and give gifts, and I can't evangelize enough on how important both of these concepts are as a teacher. You have to ship because your day is filled with deadlines, lessons to be planned and taught, data to be input, reports to be written, and homework to be marked. If you want the learning inside and outside of your classroom to be any good, you have to ship on all of these tasks. Also, you have to give gifts, because it's good to be generous. Share what you do, not to get noticed and win promotion, but to help make sure that every student gets the best possible education they can. I love to ship. I love to give gifts. Why? Because I care about learning. In fact, I love learning. It's the reason I'm a teacher. Shipping is fraught with risk and danger. It's easy to be afraid of shipping and giving gifts, because many teachers are perfectionists, and many teachers are protective about what they do. What if every part of your lesson has not been meticulously planned? What if you didn't mark every essay in minute detail? If you share an idea or a resource, what if someone else steals it and presents it as their own? What if no one thinks that what you're doing in your classroom is of any value? To questions like these, I say remember, it's the students in your classroom that matter, so get smart. Digitize everything you do, use, and back it up. Reuse and improve should become your personal mantra from day one. The better you get at this, the more time you will have for the marking and data analysis, which is honestly more important than much of the planning that you spend your time doing. What's more, good formative assessment and understanding your students' potential will ultimately lead to better planning anyway. They inform each other and will lead to better teaching and better learning. One of the keys for me in ensuring that I ship on time is the way I deal with email. I, like many of you, work at a school where email has become the number one method of communication. However, the reality of this is that your inbox can have a stranglehold on your productivity as a teacher and certainly get in the way of the learning by impinging on the time you should be spending marking, planning, and experimenting. To combat the email onslaught, I religiously use the following approach to email set out by Merlin Mann in Inbox Zero. Delete, delegate, respond, defer, do. Implement this into your workday when checking your email, and your productivity will improve significantly, leaving more time for the marking, planning, and most importantly, the learning. As for giving gifts, blog. Blog what you do. Get a Creative Commons license and don't let someone else show off your ideas. Do it yourself. Deliver CPD. Sign up to present a teach meet. Build sessions into department meetings to share your ideas and encourage colleagues to share what they are doing. If you take control of your gift giving, you will find that you can and will want to share selflessly. Others will benefit, but so will you. To close, I will give a gift and allow Seth to have the last word. A life spent coding a ball, hiding in the corner, might seem less risky, but in fact it's certain to lead to ennui and eventually failure.